I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Thursday, July 21st. Our week began with the familiar moon illusion, appearing very large as it rises and then smaller a short time later when it's higher in the sky. We also experienced the illusion of the stars, the moon, and the planets moving, tracking east to west across the sky when it's actually the Earth that is moving. Solving such illusions leads scientists to greater understanding of how elements of the universe work. This brings us to another illusion, the sky itself. Intellectually, we know the sky is not a spherical shell that surrounds the Earth. However, the ancient Greeks imagined several spheres surrounding the Earth, the most distant, the stars. As such, the stars would be at the same distance from us. Though we know that's not the case, it still appears that way. So when we see a constellation, like the Big Dipper, halfway up in the northwestern evening skies, we don't see the stars as closer or farther away, but simply brighter or dimmer. In fact, looking at the two lowest stars on the outer edge of the Dipper's bowl, the one on the lower left is about 80 light years away, while the one to the upper right, slightly brighter, is actually more than 120 light years away. When seeing should not be believing, Friday on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.